Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Our first song of the morning features the trumpet of Roy Eldridge and the tenor sax of Stan Getz, along with the Oscar Peterson Trio and Gus Johnson on drums. Recorded in 1958, the song is called Les Tricheurs, and it was written by Roy Eldridge and Stan Getz. One of the many sides that Roy Eldridge and the Oscar Peterson Trio recorded for the Verve label. And they frequently had Stan Getz in the studio along with, so some very fine jazz being produced at those sessions. They start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. And you guessed it, we're going to listen to some small jazz groups this morning. Lots of familiar names. What's slightly different about this morning's show is that we're featuring recordings all taken from the 1950s. Usually we hear from the 30s and the 40s, but I thought it'd be fun to listen to some of our regular guests and some new guests too, a little later on. And so we've got some hot jazz for you this morning, and we've got a lot of cool jazz too. And speaking of hot, we're going to go to that just coming up from one of the hottest musicians around at the time, and that was Sidney Bechet, famous for playing the clarinet and particularly the soprano sax. And we're going to hear him on the soprano sax this morning with a group called the Blue Note Jazzmen. They're going to bring us a song written by Harry Warren and Edgar Leslie called Rose of the Rio Grande, recorded in 1953. And Sidney's joined in the studio by the trumpet of Jonah Jones, the trombone of Jimmy Archie, the piano of Buddy Weed, the bass of Walter Page, and some fairly vigorous drumming from Johnny Blowers. Then we go to smooth, a lovely smooth item from the very fine trumpet of Bobby Hackett. Later on in his career, 1959, he and his quartet are going to bring us a Duke Ellington number called Prelude to a Kiss. And it's a beautiful tune. I featured it before on the show. It's a lovely number. Joining Bobby on trumpet, we will hear him on trumpet. Joining him on piano is Dave McKenna, Bob Carter on bass, and Dick Scott on drums. And then we'll go back to 1957 to a group led by Charlie Shavers, a very fine trumpeter. And they're going to bring us a number called Flow Gently Sweet Rhythm, and indeed it does. Along with Charlie, we're going to hear the clarinet of Buster Bailey, the trombone of Benny Morton, alto sax provided by Russell Procope, Ken Kersey on piano, Aaron Bell on bass, and Spex Powell on drums. Three more recordings, three more songs, and three more small groups, and we'll start with Sidney Bechet, his Blue Note Jazzmen from 1953, and we'll hear first of all from the drums of Johnny Blowers. Thank you. Listening to, I've heard that song before. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM on your dial. I'm Stephanie Robinson. This morning we're listening to some hot and cool jazz from the 1950s from a selection of smaller groups that were recording at the time with some fairly famous names amongst them. We just heard from Sidney Bechet and his Blue Note Jasmine, along with the trumpet of Jonah Jones and Rose of the Rio Grande. Bobby Hackett and his quartet brought us Prelude to a Kiss. And just now we heard from Charlie Shavers and Friends with Flow Gently Sweet Rhythm. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and this morning we're listening to some smaller jazz groups and some recordings all taken from the 1950s. And we're hearing some smooth jazz and some hot jazz this morning. Well, we've got some very fine trumpet coming up for you in just a moment, and we're going to go back to 1951 to some very, very smooth, cool jazz. And who better to bring it to us than Miles Davis? He recorded, of course, many, many songs, and in 1951 he recorded the song Yesterday's, music by Jerome Kern, and the lyrics, which you shall not hear this morning, but the lyrics were written by Otto Harbach. Miles, of course, is on trumpet, Lee Kernitz on alto sax, Sal Mosca on piano, and the rhythm section is Billy Bauer, Arnold Fishkin, and Max Roach. And by the way, that song was issued part of an album compilation, may have been reissued, I'm not sure, in 1956, called Conception. Carrying on in our smooth and mellow mood, we'll go to 1956 to the wonderful voice and piano of Nat King Cole with his trio, and joined, unusually, Willie Smith on alto sax. One of the many, many recordings that the group made for the Capitol label in the 50s. They started, I believe, in the 40s. In fact, I don't think Nat King Cole recorded for anyone else after he joined the Capitol label in the early 40s. They're going to bring us a song written by Ray Evans and Jay Livingston. And it's called I Was a Little Too Lonely and You Were a Little Too Late. Also in 1956. Another Jerome Kern melody, this time A Fine Romance, brought to us by a group called the Benny Goodman Sextet. He has Benny Goodman on clarinet, of course, one of his later combos. Buck Clayton on trumpet, and I don't recall seeing Benny and Buck appearing on too many recordings together, but it's a nice combination. Irby Green on trombone, and a piano by Claude Thornhill. And we'll hear Aaron Bell on bass, and Bobby Donaldson on drums. Three more songs, three more small groups, and from the 1950s, and we'll now hear from Miles Davis and Yesterday's.
promised me you'd come back. I promised to wait, but I was a little too lonely, and you were a little too late. Too many long nights alone, not even a date. So I got a little too lonely, and now you're a little too late. You never would write, you never would call. While I had the blues, you were having a ball. You thought that I'd be here to run to. Now I'm gonna do to you what I was done to. Too bad about you, my friend. It could have been great, but I was a little too lonely, and you were a little too late.
Thank you.
the Benny Goodman Sextet, and just brought us A Fine Romance from the pen of Jerome Kern. Before that, from 1956, we heard the Nat King Cole Trio, along with Willie Smith on alto sax, with the song I Was a Little Too Lonely and You Were a Little Too Late. And before that, we heard from 1951 the legendary Miles Davis with his small group, including the alto sax of Lee Konitz, or Konitz, I should say, Sal Mosca on piano, Billy Barr, Arnold Fishkin, Max Roach, with the song Yesterday's, and that was written too by Jerome Kern.
Hello, you've reached CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa-Gatineau. We can't answer the phone right now because we're far too busy making great radio. Stick around and see what I mean.
Advertising on CHUO means reaching out to all communities. Find out more by sending an email to advertising@chuo.fm.
What's going on, CHUO family? Our GoFundMe link is posted on our website at chuo.fm. In order to raise funds to keep doing what we love, sharing music, stories, the news, and many more things with you, the listener. And remember, no donation is a small donation. Thank you so much for supporting our family.
Radio Rava is Ottawa's first Persian radio show. Tune in to Rava every Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest news, interviews on political and social issues, as well as music from different parts of Iran and the region. Check out RadioRava.com for more information, or like us on Facebook. Radio Rava, every Sunday at 3 p.m. on CHUO 89.1 FM in Ottawa.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. We are coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM. Well, our next group was a small jazz group formed in the mid-1950s, and it was known as the Rampart Street Paraders. The organizer behind it all was Matty Matlock, who'd played clarinet with the Bob Crosby Band and its spin-off group, the Bobcats. He formed the group at the suggestion of Paul Weston, very accomplished conductor, arranger, and producer. They were recording at that time for the Columbia label. The original idea, I gather, had been to get together some, well, Dixieland alumni, and it was for a one-off studio session. And the lineup included, along with Matty Matlock, tenor sax player Eddie Miller, who was also a Crosby alumnus, trumpeter Clyde Hurley, on piano Stan Reitzman, Abe Lincoln on trombone, Phil Stevens on bass, George Van Epps on guitar, and Nick Fatul on drums. And the first session produced an album. And it was a great album. It was so successful that further sessions were held, and the group performed together for over 4 years, eventually. And an interesting side note, the name, the Rampart Street Paraders. I'm not terribly sure where it came from, but I do know that a very famous recording made by the Bob Crosby Orchestra was South Rampart Street Parade. And I suspect that may have had something to do with the choice of name. Well, we're going to hear two recordings from this group this morning. And the first one was written by Victor Young, Ned Washington, and Bing Crosby. And it's called I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance. And the group recorded that in 1954. And then from 1953, we'll go back a year, we'll hear the group with a number called Ja Da. And it was written by Bob Carlton. So we have two recordings by the Rampart Street Paraders.
Want to hear the latest in jazz or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1.
And we've just been listening to a couple of recordings from a group called the Rampart Street Paraders, led by Matty Matlock, formed in 1953 for a single recording session, produced an album, and it was so good that they went on for 4 years recording for the Columbia label. And we heard two of the earlier recordings from these sessions from 1954, I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance. And from 1953, we heard Jada. Wonderful stuff. And, of course, that group, as I mentioned earlier, set up by Matty Matlock and contained a lot of... most of the musicians were what I like to call Dixieland alumni. And they could play, couldn't they? So, and some fine trumpet there from Clyde Hurley as well. Well, you're listening, as I mentioned, to I've Heard That Song Before. And this morning we've been listening to a selection of recordings from smaller group formats during the 1950s. As I mentioned when we started out, usually feature the small group formats primarily from the 1940s when so many of them were making wonderful recordings for the independent jazz labels like Keynote and Commodore. And, of course, some, too, from the 1930s. But I thought this morning it would be fun to listen to mostly the same musicians. They've been around for a while now, and you just see how wonderful they were as musicians and the incredible talent that was around at the time just burst on the scene. And we've got a couple more for you this morning, and we're going to hear from another piano trio, and this time... It's the one led by Teddy Wilson in the 1950s. We're going to hear one of the recordings he made with his trio for the Verve label. Teddy, of course, made an incredible set of recordings in the 1930s for the Brunswick label. And one of the great pianists in the jazz pantheon, I guess you'd have to say. In the 1950s, he's playing with a trio, not always the same personnel. And in 1956, on this particular session, the Teddy on piano, Gene Ramey on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. And they're going to bring us one of my favorite songs, written by Frank Perkins and Mitchell Parrish, and that is Stars Fell on Alabama. Thank you. approaching the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, I would like to thank you very much for joining me today. And please stay with us, because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few minutes, and he's got some lovely jazz for you just coming up. And I hope you'll join me again next week for more songs from days gone by. Well, our last number today, 1952, one of the great proponents of the alto sax, noted for his beautiful, gorgeous tone on the alto sax, that's Johnny Hodges. He played throughout most of his career with the Duke Ellington Orchestra. It's interesting to see that you see orchestras like Ellington and also the one led by Count Basie, where the personnel joined the orchestra early on, and a lot of them stayed for decades. Sign of a wonderful organization, great creative talent, all working together. Well, Johnny Hodges made a number of smaller group recordings in the 1950s, and this is one of them. The song is written by Edward Kennedy Ellington, or Duke Ellington, and it's called I Got It Bad. Johnny, of course, on alto sax, Emmett Berry on trumpet, Lawrence Brown on trombone, tenor sax from Flip Phillips, Leroy Lovett on piano, Red Callender on bass, and J.C. Hurd on drums.